Kevin, before we get into this massive game at the weekend, history-making weekend for any team from Donegal, Ulster champions first. I didn't get talking to you now. You were a bit hoarse on the Monday night for the last DL debate, unfortunately, but the voice has come back, but still the excitement from that final one, and what a day for yourself and the club and the county.
Look, it was a fantastic day, and, you know, suppose never in our wildest dreams did we think about it, but look, here we are 12 months later, and after, you know, getting beat to Kilburn, and, you know, it's a fantastic day for the club, and, you know, it's credit to the boys that have put on long years of hard work and got no reward. You know, it's just as important to mention them than it is for us who got the team over the line. But it looks fantastic for the club and fantastic for the community and the county in general.
Yeah. And listen, your season, of course, starts with you want to win Donegal, and then you go on, ball on the screen. Of course, everybody was thinking it was going to be a Middleton Carrigan final. That's what all the pundits thought, but yourselves and Carrigmore wrapped that up. So you're going into this final, and of course Carrigmore had a bit of experience in there, but for yourselves going in there into that massive game, again, every game, you know, coming through the underdogs tag, and now there's a big underdogs tag coming out the weekend, Kim.
Yeah, I suppose the whole way through us, we were underdogs, and in a way it kind of suited us. We had this, you know, bit of resilience about us, or a bit of a chip on the shoulder that, you know, sometimes teams look down on us because, you know, we're not the big professional setup with all the, you know, 40 boys warming up and fully carried out. But, you know, you can dress teams up as much as you want. They still got to go out into the hurling on the field. But look, this weekend, you're right, massive underdogs. I think the Kilkenny boys are 1-100 and we're 14 or 16 to 1 or something. But look, that's where you want to be. And we've talked all year about writing a story and what a story to be, to, you know, be training all year with 18 or 19, 20 boys. Having a panel, maybe only training with 13 or 14, and, you know, turning over these massive clubs. Look, it's another step of the weekend. We'll see where it takes us, but it'd be some story to write if we could get over the line.
I suppose from a manager's perspective, yourself and Niall Cleary setting up the team now and your backroom team, Kim, what kind of is the message to stay in the game and hope to shake St. Thomas's, that you can get into a position where you can ask the question?
I suppose in our previous games, first and foremost, you know, we didn't start the first two games in Ulster well. We started the Ulster final relatively well. So a good start will be key for us. Holding in the game is something we're going to look at, all right. But look, we'll be telling the boys, look, let's go out and go at them. Ask questions of them early on, see what they're about. And then, look, we'll get on half time and reassess. But, you know, we fully intend throw the kitchen sink at them the first half and see what we have from there.
Yeah, I like it. That's the only way they're supposed to play the game, and particularly in hurling, it's not like football where you can put people behind the ball. You're going to Park Esler, of course, you're staying within the province, and most of the lads would have played in the park through county.
Aye, look, I suppose down to the years, the boys will play the county against Down or whatever, and, you know, nearly all our boys have some type of county experience. I'd say maybe 2/3 of the team have played up in Park Esler or been up there. Look, it's great to have in the province, it's great for hurling in the province. Yeah, look, we're hoping to get a good support up there in the day, and hopefully it's a dry day and a good day for hurling, and, you know, we're just hoping to put on a performance.
Yeah, and your management, a couple of years, your player management, you've ended up back in the goals. You've had some brilliant performances. I know you're laughing, but you've done fantastic. And that's, how did that all come about?
I suppose last year I kind of stepped away because I thought, you know, as I said before, that we could take the team to an All-Ireland final on Croke Park, and look, it wasn't to be. And I was still playing about a junior last year, and I've been playing the seniors up to it, but I'd played in nets for the sevens for a good few years, so I was more like a sweeper keeper and just been, you know, used to holding on to the ball and seeing plays in front of you. And then unfortunately, with Kieran Bellew, who stepped away, and then Mark Keane just couldn't come up this year, so it's about a needs must, and you have to fill a gap, and Santa's about like the mafia. Once you're in, that's you in for life. You know, it's just one of them things.
Yeah, well, certainly in the blood game, and the management's in the blood as well, of course, following you in your dad's footsteps, and the change of the club, I suppose, from his time and this last number of years where you've become this dominant team. Kevin, what have you put that core principle of club to, that you've become, you know, the best side in Donegal and now have created history in Ulster?
Hard to pinpoint it on the one thing. You know, I suppose with some very good professionals that have come into the club in the last couple of years, like I have to give Danny Cullen a massive mention. Like, Danny was kind of, went down to NUA Galway, and, you know, he showed us that he can mix it with the best of them. If he had him back and done a Masters in Galway, he probably would have won a Fitzgibbon medal, which would have been unheard of for a Galway player. So, look, we've seen him going down there week in, week out. He came up, he was the kind of professional, the Sanders setter. He was the boy going to the gym before Neil Hurlers going to the gym. He was the boy talking about eating right. And I suppose then Decky, he came into the club and he kind of reinforced it. And, you know, Jared then started coming and Josh Cronin and them boys, and they seen, look, if we want to play at this level, that's where we've got to be. So it's a lot of buy-in from the present team. I suppose Danny had kind of set the standard. But then, like, it came from years before that. You know, I think of Danny Collins Sr. taking us up, and we had to go and play games. It wasn't an option not to play a game. And you know, I think then of my father, Eamon, making us go on to play Burton Senior Championship games where the club wants to go for junior. I thought we were mad. And, you know, thinking Paul, the brother, coming in, and, you know, he demanded a higher standard again. So this isn't just like an overnight thing. The steps or the standards have been slowly rising over years, and I suppose one of the main things we've tried to do is not let the standards slip. It's really hard to pinpoint on one thing, but I suppose it's down to the professionalism in the club that has been put in place over the last number of years.
Yeah, and just the dynamic of being in nets and being the joint manager, your view of the game then, you're concentrating on that a wee bit, looking at the tactical setup and how the opposition are playing, and yourself and now on the backroom team, are you constantly kind of interacting around that, or is it difficult for you to do a part of that while the game's on?
It is quite difficult. We're very lucky having Gary McGettig in the line. Like, Gary's been fantastic. He came on 4 or 5 years ago. You know, he's been over the line for a couple of county finals, and you know, he's unbelievable on the line. He's very, very good, reads it well. Great at organising all the backroom stuff as well. Like, it's great that way. Myself and Niall, we thought, you know, it'd be easy. Oh, you go on and play and you can figure it out. But geez, in the heat of battle, it's very hard to see these things. And you know, Gary's that kind of calm and head on the sideline. And you know, if Jason there and Andy doing the stats as well, we're scrambling, you can feed in the information at half time and make informed decisions. But it's not as easy as we thought it would be, now, to be quite honest.
So, Kevin, finally, Thomastown, of course, is who you're playing at the weekend. Massive game. The whole of the Cross will be up in Park Esler. A huge occasion, no matter what happens. And as you say, Kevin, you're going to go out and give it the full lash and go at them and see where it takes you. You're out and out, I suppose, underdogs for the game. But you said you've been at that all season. So certainly it's a shot you're going to take on, a massive occasion.
Yeah, look, we know what Thomastown are about. They've got All-Ireland medal winners scattered throughout the team. They've Kilkenny Miners, Boys of Kilkenny 21 experience. They're playing a Kilkenny 21A final next week. They were beating the final last year. So, look, we know the pedigree that we're coming up against. But, look, where's the tantrum at the end of the day? We're very, very proud people and proud men, proud where we came from. And I have no doubt that these boys want to go out and die in their boots. And, look, we'll throw the kitchen sink at them. We'll go up and on performance, not for a fact. And, look, if it takes us to the final, it takes us to the final. And if we come up short, we'll come up short. But I guarantee we'll throw everything we can at them.